Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The indoor portion of the Campbell County and Thunder Basin track and field season came to an end over the weekend at the 4A state championship at the Campbell County Rec Center. Starting with the Thunder Basin boys, they came in seventh as a team with 49 points. The Bolt boys had one individual state champion, and that was Bradley Eckstorm in the 400-meter run. The Bolts also had four first-place finishers in the 400-meter relay with Eckstorm, Cameron Pilcher, Nolan Hawtell, and Kyle Poppenfuss. Moving over to the Bolt girls, they finished in fifth as a team with 68.5 points. The Bolt ladies had three second-place finishers with Mallory Jones in the 3,200-meter run, Ashley Rogie in the girls' high jump, and Claire Lubin in the girls' triple jump. Bolts head coach Tanner Kelting was very pleased with how everybody ran at the state meet over the weekend.
You know, I thought we finished really well. The girls were just a point and a half away from getting the trophy, and the boys, I thought, came out and performed really well. So I thought we had a really good indoor season. We had a lot of boys and girls placed very high in the state meet, which was awesome, and we had some state champions too, so that's even better.
And how would you evaluate how everyone did from the start of the season compared to now with the season coming to an end?
The improvement throughout the season was awesome. I mean, just like I've told you all year, our goal is to get better each meet. And we had a lot of PRs at the state meet, so that's all we can ask for, is to go out and do your best. And that's the meet we want us to have our fastest times or distances during the year.
The outdoor track season for the Bolts will begin next Thursday with the triangular with Sheridan and Buffalo. Moving to Campbell County, starting with the Campbell ladies, they placed sixth as a team with 56 points. The Campbell ladies had an individual state champion as well with Aubrey DeWine in the girls' high jump. Moving to the Campbell boys, they had an individual state champion as well, and that was Cooper Stevens in the boys' shot put. The Campbell boys finished the 4A state meet as a team in eighth with 30 points. Campbell's head coach Micah Christensen was very pleased with how everybody ran throughout the season, with a few stories standing out.
I think they did a really good job, worked really hard, and progressed throughout the season, and a lot of that really came through this weekend in their performances. You know, for instance, Aubrey DeWine struggled all year in high jump, and she just kept at it, and got things to click at the right time and ended up taking home a state championship. And Cooper Stevens is another one, you know, threw really well all year, but really struggled to get past his season best and comes through and outthrows that by 5 feet and wins state championship and gets a new indoor school record for us. And so examples like that, you know, there were several that I could go through. Those two really stood out. But overall, the kids really did a fine job this year.
The outdoor track season for the Camels will begin next Friday with the Yellowstone Sports Medicine Invitational in Cody. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.